Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guests today are Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone and Jason Cook, Baylor's Vice President for Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer. We're going to be talking today about the results of a recent survey Baylor released in partnership with Texas Business Journals that provides insight from nearly 600 business leaders across the state of Texas on areas like the state's economic outlook and attitudes towards university research partnerships. Respondents demonstrated a strong belief that universities should be involved in research that addresses challenges across a variety of industries, and nearly three-quarters believe it's important for Texas to have more research universities to remain competitive. The survey also uncovered optimism for the Texas economy, with 73% saying they're very or extremely confident in the state's economic outlook in 2020, more than twice as many who said the same thing about the U.S. economy as a whole. We're going to break down these numbers a little bit and look into what we can glean from that at Baylor University. President Livingstone, Jason Cook, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you here today.
Thanks, Derek.
Glad to be here, Derek.
Well, President Livingstone, obviously great to talk to you about this anyway, but especially given your background at Handkammer School of Business and then in your roles at Pepperdine and George Washington, I'm curious, when you see that Baylor's excavated insights from nearly 600 business leaders about some of these topics, what are the questions that come to mind, or what are the areas that you're most eager to look into first?
Well, I think for us, given that we're seeking to be a preeminent Christian research university, it's important for us to understand the climate in our state around research and innovation, and particularly the relationships that can be built between the business community and the university as it relates to those issues. So this survey is going to be really important to us to understanding that and to really opening the door to conversation with the business community about how we can work together and partner to really do some interesting things that can advance what's happening in Texas and then certainly further around the country and around the world.
Jason, what was the genesis of this survey, and why was Texas Business Journals the right partner?
Well, you know, we've have a major initiative for Baylor to become a Tier 1 or Research 1 university, to become one of these preeminent research universities around the country that still remains true to our Christian mission and ideals. So we start looking at the landscape here in the state of Texas. You know, what's the environment for another research university? If you look back over a decade ago, Texas had three R1 universities. You had Rice, you had the University of Texas at Austin, and Texas A&M University. Well, now, fast forward a decade, as we're in the 2020s, the state has nine. Now, if you look at, you still have those same three, but you have UT Arlington, UT Dallas, you have U of H, Texas Tech, University of North Texas, and UTEP as well. So we want to look at what's the environment here in the state of Texas to have another research university. And of course, while we're talking to business leaders, we want to get a good idea of maybe what's different about the economy here in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm. What goes into putting that together? Before we really break down the results, what goes into making sure you get the right sample and finding the questions that you really want those answers to?
Well, one, you have to have a great partner, and the Texas Business Journals are just wonderful. Dr. Livingstone have been very familiar with the Business Journals through her work in D.C. and then in California as well. So you look at their readership that they have, they really are business leaders, and it's a wide range from Fortune 500 CEOs to realtors, to contractors, to small business owners, and they just over-index in so many areas from a demographic standpoint. So we thought that we could get a wide range of responses from a wide range of industries to get some feedback and to kind of glean some insights as we start putting these next steps together for the university.
President Livingstone, the stats that he mentioned there, the state of Texas has gone from 3 to 9 research mm-hmm. universities in a decade, and yet still encouraging to see respondents, 3/4 of them say that the state actually needs more to remain competitive. Mm-hmm. How does Baylor in that environment separate itself from the pack, and if you envision some years down the road, want to achieve that status?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons to think about why Texas needs additional research universities, even though we've seen significant growth there. And I think certainly Baylor has a unique place to play in that. But we are a growing economy in Texas. The state itself, population-wise, is growing. We have a very, very diverse population here that I think will be very representative of what you see happening across the country as well. And so when you're in a place that's that dynamic, so much is going on. It's got a really great climate for the business environment to be successful. You need universities that are going to be doing interesting research, helping those companies solve problems, helping society solve problems. And I think Baylor adds a unique element to that as a faith-based Christian research university. None of the other universities in Texas that are R1 universities are really in that faith-based arm of higher education. And so, you know, here at Baylor, we're doing really good science and really good research, but we also think about the implications of that from our faith tradition as a Baptist university, as a Christian university, and also think about, you know, are we solving the right problems? Are we applying what we learn from that research to help the world be a better place for people to live in? And certainly other institutions think about that and care about those issues. But I do think because we come at this from a faith-based perspective, we're going to look at these research questions in a little bit different way through a different lens, and it adds a different perspective to the innovation climate and the research climate in the state.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because if you look at it, out of those 9 universities across the state, each one of them has a little bit different role. You take University of Texas at El Paso, for example. It's a Hispanic-serving institution. You take a school like Texas Tech or Texas A&M, they're going to have a little bit more agriculture and engineering focus. You've got some urban-serving schools. University of North Texas is heavy in health sciences, for example, in biotech.
Right.
So you put all those together, each one of these schools has a little bit different focus and a little bit different twist, but that whole that we had for Baylor is that faith-based component.
Mm-hmm. And then you look across the state as we have more R1 universities doing really significant research, it's really rounding out the research profile of the state that in and of itself will help attract more businesses to the state. It'll bring folks to the state that care about learning and research and innovation. And so it just helps continue to build on the climate that we have in Texas that's attracting people to come here and live and work.
You talk about that niche a little bit. This is something we talked about with you on the program shortly after Luminate was adopted. But when you think of some of those signature academics initiative like health, data science, material science, leadership and ethics, human flourishing, and Baylor in Latin America, what were the thought process again in kind of looking at those areas where Baylor's strength meets some of those workforce needs?
Well, as we looked at identifying those theme areas that we would focus on, we looked at areas we had strength already. So health is a perfect example of that. We have a great brand in health. We have a large set of programs that support students interested in going into health. We already have faculty doing research in the health space. And we also know that when you look out the walls of Baylor, besides the fact we have strength there, there's great need to have good research in the health area. That research might be around solutions to health issues. So we've got faculty doing cancer research. Well, wouldn't it be great if we come to identify some of the treatments that can really help us with cancer in the world? So a real basic science, but then we also have people looking at, you know, administratively, how do we actually operate our hospitals and healthcare systems more effectively? I mean, there's huge cost issues in healthcare. How do we help make healthcare more affordable? So there's also great need in healthcare for people to thoughtfully approach those questions and bring solutions to the world that will actually help solve some of these problems. And so as we looked at each of those areas, we were trying to say, where does our skill set meet need in the world that's out there? And where are there opportunities for really good research questions that we can hopefully bring some of our expertise to bear? And then also provide great educational learning opportunities for our students.
We're visiting with President Livingstone and Jason Cook here on Baylor Connections. And a few numbers when you talk about industry-university research partnerships. The numbers were overwhelmingly positive. More than 8 in 10 respondents believe that universities should engage in discovering industry solutions. Nearly 2/3 believe that universities actually have a moral responsibility to do so. And so as Baylor moves further towards R1 status, obviously business values these things. But what do those numbers say to you?
Well, it's very affirming when you're at a university that business thinks so highly of the research that universities are doing and recognizes the tremendous value in the research that universities are doing. I think sometimes when you read some of what's in the media, you kind of wonder if people actually understand the value of education. And it's not just the learning that that takes place with students, but it's actually the research that's being produced at these institutions that's helping solve problems. And so I thought that was very affirming. I think it shows tremendous opportunity. I don't know that we take full advantage of that affirmation of what we're doing in partnering in on research opportunities that can be really valuable to an educational institution, but also valuable to the business community out there.
You know, outside of the academic community, people have heard of industry university research partnerships, but maybe are a little vague on what they look like. Just from your experience, what does a good partnership look like with each organization or institution bringing its own strengths to bear?
Well, you obviously have to be focusing on an issue that's of interest to both the organization, the company or the business, and the institution. And that can be different things. It might be the company that has a research question and they approach the university because the university might have a skill set to do the research that that particular company doesn't have. And so marrying the question the company has with the expertise of the institution. The other thing you see is oftentimes faculty doing interesting research, but they need a business partner that has data or has a place to apply the research, but the university might not have that access. And so it can be different reasons that bring them together, but there has to be a common need around an important question that there's a good fit between the institution and the business.
Yeah, one thing that we did find out of the survey results is while the desire is great, the significant gap is that people just don't know how. From the businesses, how do you engage these large universities that have thousands of faculty members statewide doing incredible work in different areas, sometimes in very small niches of academia? And so that's one really significant learning that we have, is that people want to do it. They just don't know how. So we see that that's a great opportunity for a school like Baylor to come in. How do we make it a big message that, hey, we're open for business, if you will. We want to kind of create these partnerships. So we've got to look at, all right, we have this great opportunity. How do we make these opportunities more visible for us? How do we make it easy for the businesses instead of scrolling around on websites and trying to find people, but really start to make those connections in terms of making sure that we can be a valuable resource to the business community?
One of the things I learned as a business school dean was this very thing, that businesses want to do it, but they don't have any idea how to connect with the university because we're structured different. We use different language. They kind of know how to connect with another business to get things done. And so it's hard for the company to know what to do to initiate that contact with the university. And sometimes it actually works better in my experience that the university actually does the outreach to the company. But Jason's exactly right. We've got to do a better job of helping the business community understand how they can engage with us and make it easier for them to knock on our door and say, hey, we've got this problem we'd love some help with, or, you know, we'd love to have some students work with us on something. And so as universities, we have to sort of be more open about our willingness to engage and how to do that in a way that businesses can understand in their language and in their maybe models that are a little more familiar to them.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone and Jason Cook, Vice President for Marketing and Communications. And President Livingstone, another aspect of the survey is the fact that we talk about students and engaged learning and the ways it it helps them be better students, be better problem solvers, but very practically, better workers someday. Nearly 8 in 10 respondents believe that research better prepares students for the workforce. So obviously, we're training future problem solvers and leaders, but to what extent, as we look at Illuminate, do you and Baylor faculty think through that prism of the future workforce and preparing that?
Well, certainly a big focus of Illuminate is growing our research profile and our research impact and so on. But a part of that is engaging students more fully in the research project, both at the undergraduate and graduate level, because we do believe that certainly students want to be engaged in research. But if students are engaged in research, it's helping them know how to ask important questions, how to study those questions, and then how to hopefully find solutions and apply the solutions to problems. And you know, who out there in the business community or the healthcare community or the education community doesn't want students that are good problem solvers? And so research helps you to do that. So we absolutely believe that really in almost any field that students could go into, having had some type of research experience is going to better prepare them for the workforce with almost no exception to what kind of job or industry they might go into.
Yeah, as we look at our prospective student base, we're all dealing with the Gen Z right now. If you look at what they tell us they want, that they want prospective students, they want a research experience as part of that. And if you look at this generation, they really learn by doing. And in the past, it says we would sit in a lecture hall and kind of learn by osmosis sometimes and impart the knowledge. Gen Z really wants to do as they seek to understand, as they seek to apply their knowledge to really discover more or less. So we're seeing a big generational shift. And I think this data that we learned from the Business Journal readers really aligns with what we're seeing with our students who are coming to our campus.
Where do you think that comes from with Gen Z? Where's that recognition for them as 15, 16, 17-year-olds of the importance of that?
Well, if you could figure it out, Derek, we'll hire you an admissions team.
Gotcha.
They are very elusive generation. But if you look at Gen Z as a generation, their parents were really impacted by the recession, the Great Recession that happened. And they saw a lot of the sacrifices that that their parents made as a generation. And so they've come up. They don't want that to happen to them. So they are really inquisitive. They're very hardworking. They want to learn, but they want to understand why. They just don't take what you tell them. They want to understand why. And I think that really aligns with what's going on at a research university today in the learning environment that we have at Baylor.
Visiting with Jason Cook and President Livingstone here on Baylor Connections. And, you know, we talk about from the standpoint of problem solvers, but also another practical aspect of it is when research partnerships form, rather industry partners get a chance to view potential future employees up closer. Are there some practical ways you've seen some of those relationships lead to some opportunities like that?
Well, it is really a great way for a company, a business, any kind of organization to get to know students, both our students broadly, you know, what kind of students is Baylor putting out, what kind of education are they providing, but also to meet individual students that might be a good fit with that organization. It's certainly why we do internships and why that's so important. But on the research side of things, we've certainly had companies and organizations that have been involved in research projects with our faculty and then that students are involved in, and they meet that student and they get to know them and they think this person's going to be great to maybe continue this project after they graduate or to step into some other kind of role. So it is a great way for a company to kind of test out talent and certainly to get to know the kinds of students that we're producing here at Baylor.
As you visit with leaders around the state, one word that popped up in the survey a lot was innovation. And Texas is known as an innovative state. And I know you both have traveled around the state very officially in Baylor Conversation Series. You know, a lot of your role, you know, your role as president, President Livingstone, introduces you to a lot of business leaders, Baylor alums and otherwise. What sense do you get about the way you talked about some of the strengths of Texas at the top of the show, but as an innovative state, what sense do you get from just the way people view Texas's role in that? And how does that in turn trickle down to the university?
Mm-hmm. Well, Texas, I think it has a very inviting climate for business, and they've really worked hard to create, whether it's the regulatory environment, the physical environment that's inviting to business. And I think that kind of environment then is encouraging for companies that do want to innovate. And I think also we have a very diverse population here, and you tend to see more innovation coming out of organizations that are more diverse and have people who think differently about things. And then, I don't know, I think there's a little bit of that Texas culture that, you know, we're kind of bigger and better than everybody else. And so we can innovate and come up with new ideas and we can be the best at that. So there's a little bit of that too. I think just the culture of Texas and Texans that makes it a good place to think about how we do things new and different and better.
Yeah, well, the interesting things about this survey too is that it looked at Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. And while overall the state is very innovative, each one of these markets to have their own little take to it. Mm-hmm. You know, how they approach problem solving is a little bit of the culture that Dallas and Houston are not alike.
Right.
And so looking at the environment and the structure and the leaders in the different types of corporations, the different environments, even within those cities, allow us to focus and look at things a little bit differently. But as a whole, the state of Texas is very strong from an economic standpoint. I think that our survey results bear that out.
Were there any findings in that that surprised you, Jason, or caused you to take a maybe more of a second look than others?
Well, there's a lot of talk around the country about the strength of the economy overall for the United States. But what surprised me was that the confidence in the Texas economy is so much stronger than business leaders in the state have for the country as a whole. Mm-hmm. And this is a time of great economic prosperity for the entire country. So if you look at our state, I guess it goes to that pride and can-do environment that Texas leaders have. Well, if the country is doing it this way, we're going to be even better related to that. So a whole bunch of optimism and excitement about what's going on here in the state. And that just proves a great environment for us, too.
Well, so we head in the final couple of moments on the program. Coming up this Tuesday in Dallas, there's going to be a great event in partnership with Dallas Business Journals, where we get together with a number of business leaders, some Baylor alums to talk about the findings from the survey, to extrapolate what they mean a little bit further. Give us a little preview of what that's going to look like.
Well, one, we're going to have a great moderator, and President Livingstone will be there.
Thank you.
But what we've done is we've pulled in three Baylor alums from different sectors of the economy, but also different locations as well. So we'll have Lauren Dreyer from SpaceX out in McGregor here locally there with us. We'll have Manny Fernandez, who's one of the managing partners at KPMG and Dallas, who really could talk about the economic environment that's happening. And then we'll have Rick Sini, who's one of our alums who does a lot of big data work for the travel industry, specifically for airlines. So each one of them are going to look at the economy from a different lens, but also how they engage with and work with universities from their own perspectives as well.
That's an all-star crew there, and that'll be this Tuesday in Dallas. And info on that is available on the Dallas Business Journal website, and tickets are still available there. Well, President Livingstone, Jason Cook, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you up in Dallas, and appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks so much, Derek.
Jason Cook and President Linda Livingstone, our guests today here on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.